Welcome to tonight's broadcast of game number 4 of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5 Epic Series, the 9th place series. Here is your host, Space Dominator.
All right, hello and welcome back to the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 and our coverage of the Epic Battle for 9th place, but currently this epic battle has been a one-sided epic battle, with Zorak in the lead 3-0 over Windahl. So Windahl has to win this game, or this series is going to end a lot quicker, about 4 hours earlier than I thought it would. So Windahl, with his choice here for game number 4, has picked the map of Hannibal. Interesting choice here, as this map was designed with 2v2 in mind. So it'll be interesting to see how 1v1 goes on a 2v2 map. And if that's not enough numbers for you, 1-1-2-2. Dace Estroso, your thoughts about Zerg versus Terran on the map of Hannibal.
If I knew the map, I could tell you my thoughts. As I don't know the map, I'm sorry to say that I can't say a lot about it. Excuse me.
See, this is when you make something up. Anyways, Lousy Dead Cheesy, your thoughts about Zerg versus Terran on the map of Hannibal?
Well, the two gas certainly do help. That's about it. The naturals are tankable, so that's bad. But yeah, meh. Yeah, I don't see what else is wrong with it. Except the funky expo, where you gotta make an artificial choke.
Alright, our two players are in the game, and let's see here. Windahl is, again, the teal Zerg. That must be a bad omen for the poor guy, as he's located at about the 12 o'clock position here on Hannibal. While Zorak is in the brown yet again in the 8 o'clock position. Now, one thing that you need to know about the map of Hannibal, this is one of those rare maps that has two gas. So, Dace Estroso, what type major difference do you notice in a game versus one gas versus two?
Well, as both gazers, as I see, just have 3,000 gas instead of 5,000, I think with two gaziers like that, you could tech very fast two units, but when you use both. But yeah, I don't know if you can sacrifice that early six drones. I think what you can do is tech faster to some high-end units or middle good units, something around that, and then you have to balance your drones. You have to see when you should mine gas or when you should mine some more minerals, which is difficult to do, even more for players that are not at a very, very, very high level.
Lousy Dutch Easy, your thoughts about the two gas here on this map?
They do help tech units. It encourages faster tech and tech units rather than low economy battles, in a way.
At this point, Windahl has expanded to the expansion located in the top left corner of the map, his natural. Now, one thing about Hannibal is that your main base has a very, very, very small area in which to build. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see if Zorak's going to actually have to push out. So in some ways, I think this is actually a pretty good map choice from Windahl, as it might actually force Zorak to try to do something a little bit different. So let's see what happens here. Yep, as we say, stated, Windahl actually went hatchery before the spawning pool. Woohoo! Alright. So let's see here. The overlord of Mr. Windahl is now going after one of the being just peppered away with one of the marines, and that overlord looks like it's in deep trouble. Well, let's see. The marine is following it very slowly. Yes. Yep. Take a couple steps at a time. You don't want to. You don't want to scare the Overlord. All right. There you go. Keep shooting at it. There you go. It's at 65, 40, 30, 20. Goodbye. All right. That Overlord finally bites the dust right outside of the natural expansion there in the bottom left corner. And Windall's expansion is now complete in the top left corner, but there's nothing going on there. Dacestroso, your thoughts?
Yeah, I have just recognized that although we have 7 mineral patches, we have 14 minerals. Well, it looks as if you just had 7 mineral patches, you have 14. Everyone just has 1,000 minerals, which means that the main base is going to be drawn out very, very fast. So I think this encourages fast expansions. This encourages fast expansions because you don't have a lot of minerals in your main base. So yeah, that's what I think about it right now.
Oh, it's pretty scary. Fast expansions from these two. It's been more slower-paced games, really. Actually seeing these guys expand, that might actually change it up a little bit, which is a good thing here at 1-something in the morning. But anyways, looks like Sonoya's actually... Sonoya, yeah. See, what happens at this hour, you start to actually mix up the players' names and, you know... Anyway, Windall has 4 Zerglings just sitting kind of in a random spot towards the middle of the map. But he also has a drone, it looks like, going to maybe he's going to expand yet again. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Hydralis Den's going up, so maybe Quick Lurkers again from Mr. Windall. Evolution Chamber kind of supports that theory as well. Zorik has expanded as well to his natural located in the bottom left corner. Second Barracks is also underway, plus, again, Marines, Medics. Yawn, yawn, yawn. Lousy Dad Cheesy, your thoughts?
What about my thoughts? It's always the same with every other match.
Well, you got to be creative, you know, creative with your wording. Just kind of change the way, express it.
Indeed. While the Zerg is doing dual attack, Hydros and Spire, or the Hydro Den and Spire, so that's something new, combined with a Evolution Chamber. So that's pretty amazing. And then a hidden expo on the 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so Dacestroso, what do you think Windall needs to do here? Do you think he's taking the correct approach here to finally win a game in this, or what's the biggest thing that he needs to do?
Well, I don't know, he has to try to harass more, put the pressure onto Zorak and not letting the pressure from Zorak come to him. For example, this hatchery he's building right now in front of the ramp is, in my opinion, a bit too late because Zorak is going to attack very soon, and up to this time the Sunkens won't be there, I guess. So yeah, these are all the small things that can change a game, that can ruin the game, that can cost you the game. So Winnail should, yeah, he should try to pressure Zorak. He should try to enforce Zorak to react, and he should not be reacting himself. I think this is the biggest weakness we have seen in the last games, that Zorak was the one to actually play the game while Winnail was just reacting onto the game. So this is what Winnail has tried to do. Harass, do stuff like that.
Well, right now we're seeing an aggressive maneuver out of Windall. He's got 3 lurkers coming down in towards the natural expansion of Zorak. Let's see if they're going to push forward any. They're going to actually stop a little bit short there. And he also does have a single Mutalisk built, plus another lurker back. So this is actually a good sign, too, from Windahl as well. He's also got an expansion in the top right corner. He's at least producing some units. His economy is not horrendous. So maybe, here go the lurkers. Let's see what type of damage they do. At least this is going to force Zorak to actually retreat a little bit, which is a good thing, even though Zorak does have a Kamzat ready to go. Just a matter of time. Quite a few Marines there, but it's a good thing. Here's the scan. Let's see here. Zorak's not going after it. Of course, running it in would not be a good idea at this point with only those two medics. So this is a great sign here for Windahl. At least he's got Zorak actually a little bit on the defensive versus being consistently on the defensive himself. Lousy.cheesy, happy with that maneuver?
Yeah, it makes the game last longer. It makes SD cooler, I think. But anyways, it was good for the Zerg to do this, as it would lead to another expansion if possible.
Oh, it starts to scare me when Lousy.Cheesy's making jokes about me. Asistroso, your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I'm wondering about Windahl's way to play this game. If you watch him, you see that he's trying to gain map control, or at least he's trying to get a lot of knowledge of the map. He has his overlords sitting on certain spots. He has Scourges on patrol on certain areas. This is very different from Zorak, who is sitting there in his base. He knows nothing about the environment around him. He's just, well, sitting there, waiting for something, scanning around from time to time. And, he moves out, although he doesn't really know when to move out or why he's moving out. He's just doing it at a certain time. While Windahl is trying to, well, build up and he's trying to know what is happening. So I think Windahl, when he's improving his macro management, micro management, and other things, he might be. I think he could be a good player with this in his mind.
Yeah, I agree. This game though actually is a little. Feel a little bit like finally we're actually seeing Windahl showing what he's learned here from Lousy.Cheesy. And interestingly enough, here are four Mutalisks now going to be harassing the main base of Zorak. They're doing a pretty good job as they are killing off a supply depot which is out of the way of the missile turret, but because of the deflections there, it's actually hitting the turret. But zero micromanagement there cost him two Mutalisks. And those Mutalisks are forced to retreat as a bunch of Marines move back in defense. So again, we're seeing signs of life from Windahl at least. We're seeing some attacking, at least making Zorak feel a little bit uncomfortable, unlike he has in any of the prior games. But unfortunately, too, those three lurkers that were originally contained, trying to contain Zorak, they're going to be gone just like that. There's a science vessel that was there ready to go, and this one tank in siege mode is just sieging away at it. A bunch of the Zerglings, though, are kind of conglomerating right in the middle of the map here. And they do have one armor, and looks like they're going to try to take out this expansion of Zorak in the bottom right corner. If they just keep moving, I doubt he knows that, but it's a little bit of... Well, you can kind of interpret it from the map. It'd be a pretty lucky little find if he can hit it. Although, actually, what it looks like he's doing is actually he's just got his Zergling situated there in the case that Zorak actually sent an SCV down there to the bottom right. Just a little bit too late, I think, for that at this point. Important to note, though, too, Windahl does have another expansion in the top right, so he has himself four bases, although the fourth base has absolutely nothing going on except a hatchery just sitting there, and a few larvae waiting to figure out what they are. Just kind of squirming around. Just kind of chilling. And Zorak actually has another barracks underway in the bottom right corner.
Yeah.
Jason Stroso, a penny for your thoughts. Take it away.
Yeah, that's very strange. As I said, Zorak doesn't know what is happening around. He's just playing. If he knew that that Winail had so less units, and he could just go out and, well, run over his opponent. Well, yeah, he's not knowing it. So, I don't know if Zorek chooses to stay some more time on his base, doing nothing. Winail could be in a very good position as he might be able to tech straight to Ultralisk before a greater attack comes out. So yeah, right now we see some Lings moving around the map while Zorek is moving out with I guess two groups of Marines and Medics, scanning around a bit, seeing where expansions of the Zerg player are. So he's moving right now to the top right of the map. He's passing now to Overlord, so Winail is going to know what is going to happen soon. He has just one Sunken there, which is very, very bad, but I guess he's trying to either flank the force or making a counterattack on the main base. And looks like he's making a counterattack. He has upgraded Zerglings, two Carapaz, one attack upgrade, and now he's attacking the main base with Zerglings only, which is very bad, very, very bad. And yeah, they are all defeated. Zorek is kicking the top right of the map, and I don't know. This is looking bad again for Winail. These are the things I was referring to before. I don't know why, for example, he's not using his lurkers in his main base. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2 burrowed. If he moved those lurkers with his Zerglings, which he used to attack the main base or the expansion base, he would have been able to do a lot more damage. So yeah, the sort of weak of Winail. While Zorek is expanding, just like a Zerg player. He has now his fourth common center. And yeah, this is looking bad for Winail, in my opinion. There's nothing fresh, no ideas. He's in a very defensive position. He doesn't use his Mutalisks. And right now he's morphing his lair. So, I don't know, it's very strange to see Winail play. Could be that he's just unmotivated. So yeah, I finished my thoughts.
Well, it's funny too, because it seems like just basically Windall's just building units for the sake of building units. Just there's really very little thought behind it. The thing is, he's got 4 Scourge built. If he would have used those in conjunction with his Lurkers, he could do a significant amount of damage, use those Scourge, knock out these science vessels, try to flank something. It's just, it's kind of like he's, maybe the last 3 games have discouraged him a little bit as well. It's tough to say, because now Zorek is basically taking control yet again. He's got the bottom right established, and he's also got the high ground established there too. And he does have 3 Lurkers at his main base there too, but yeah, as Sestroso said very adequately, what good are they going to do? There's 6 Lurkers that could be used in a more aggressive position. He's got the right set of units to do something of significance, but they're just spread out all over the map. But, oh, 7, excuse me. A math major that can't count. Oh well, back to you, Lousy Dad Cheesy.
Yeah, if he were to use his units, besides just letting them chill, it would help break some of Zorek's concentration, which would possibly enough to get him confused. I don't know, maybe. Who knows?
But we've got to remember, he's a mathematician. We're not that easily fooled. Wink, wink. Let's see, but down from right expansion, he does have an Overlord. Windall now has an Overlord observing the amazing maneuvering in which these SCVs mine minerals. It is an exciting process, I gotta add, you know. So the Overlord is learning a lot about the way the Terrans are playing, but again, Windall, zero reaction to this. He's letting Zorek just overwhelm his expansions in the top right. So now we're looking at 4 base Terran versus 2 base Zerg. Ouch. In come a couple Mutalists into the main base, Zorak, but he's got a good group of Marines there that are going to, with the support of 5 turrets, that's not going to do anything. And again, too, it's pretty bad as there's no minerals in the natural expansion here for Windahl. I hate to say it, but I think our epic series is going to turn into an epic sweep. Back to you, Desastroso.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what Windahl is doing. It's just like he's paralyzed. Zorak is moving out. He lets Zorak do whatever he wants to do. He lets him expand. He lets him attack. He doesn't react. He's just sitting there. Has 4 lurkers in the middle. 3 lurkers on another spot. 3 lurkers in his... 4 lurkers in his main. So, very, very strange. Right now he's dropping on the top... on the bottom right. But... yeah, I don't know. He's not using his lurkers. He's not using anything. While Zorak is also just sitting there. Well, he has destroyed the top right, the second top right expansion. But he's just sitting there, chilling, while Windahl uses Lynx as his main force, not using any lurkers, which is very bad, very stupid, because Marines eat them alive. At least, he has knowledge, and right now it looks as if Zorak wants to move onto the main base with his right army. And yeah, no action in this game. I don't know. Nothing to say. So, Zorak just moving onto the middle. Maybe we can see some kills in here soon, as there are 4 lurkers in the middle waiting for... waiting for some units to pass over them. And, well, yeah, that's it.
Well, this game kind of reminds me of a quote that you had from one of our games prior with Lousy.Cheesy versus Super Killer. When watching bad game, drink at least good beer. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those games in which you just kind of wish either you were drunk or something happened. I don't know. Right. A couple Scourge come in. Oh, what a 1 science vessel. Yay. Well, okay. But now in come the Marines and the tanks. And oh, wait, but the Zerglings go in. Let's see if they can overwhelm those Marines. Yes, come on. But the tanks... darn. Oh. Lousy.Cheesy, anything to add?
No, not really. Zerg aren't getting any more income, as far as we know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Game over soon. That's what I think. So, Windahl has no real possibility to... What? He has 6k in the bank. Okay, he might do some sort of... I don't know. I don't know, this last game is sort of disgusting. Excuse me, but I don't really like it. It's very... it's not good. There are still 3 lurkers waiting for units to pass over them, covering an area. While one length of what's the word? Forget it. There are some lurkers waiting for units to pass over them. Which is cool. No defiler, no nothing. Zorak is scanning his way to the main base instead of using vessels. or something similar. He has a lot of tanks. He's now just pushing onto the main base, and this game is over.
Well, now, wait a second, though. There's five Ultralisks, you know? Sheesh. Those ought to make a difference.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Well, wait a second. These lurkers are picking off a couple of stray marines and a kank that didn't... wasted a few units there. Here comes a good swarm of Zerglings. But the Ultralisks sit back and... what are they waiting for? Are they waiting for an invitation, or... what the... Oh, wait. Don't tell me he's waiting for more Ultralisks to come. Oh... oh, now here we go. Group of Ultralisks, couple Lings come in. The Ultralisks sit back, wait for the Lings to die, then the Ultralisks come in. The Ultralisks are doing a little bit of damage. Now would be a great time to move in the Lurkers, but... no. Wait, here come the Mutalisks, and a couple Scourge. Yes. And seven periods have just come out of the typed world from my two broadcasting partners. That's about all you can say.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Yeah, does anybody know the Morse code for SOS? That would probably be a good time for Mr. Windall to...
I know it.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's almost it. Zorak has a lot of medics, way too much medics. He has 3-0 marines. He still does not know anything about what Winnail has. While Winnail is now wants to drop very soon, moving his overlords to a certain spot, getting his units in. And yeah, maybe we're going to see some drop, but as soon as he's dropping, Zorak just needs to walk in and finish it. Although there are, five Lurkers covering the ramp, there's nothing, in my opinion, Winnail could do to win this game anymore. And Zorak is just reinforcing his lines, and then I'm sure he's going to... yeah, to move ahead, while he's now irradiating the Lurks on the ramp, while the Overlords are going to the main base. And they're just some meters away, and now the first Overlord is going to meet... no! Okay, I see. So the Overlords unload now their units, or try to unload their units. Yeah, with some drones too, while Zorak is now moving in, and yeah, that's it. A drone drop. Yeah, I think Winnail just doesn't want to play this game anymore. Moving his overlords to the marines, on top of the marines, while... yeah, laying the main base to waste. Main base of Zorak has almost gone with the help of a lot of drones. Yeah. At least that. Nothing
Ladies
else.
And gentlemen, so, you have just seen the highlight of the four games for Windall. Sending in a bunch of overlords with a bunch of drones and with a few Ultralisks and a few Lings, and they just totally annihilate the main base of Zorak. In the meanwhile, though, Zorak's just sitting back and waiting. Okie dokie. Zorak is waiting for an invitation to win the game and to win the series. It's amazing, too, because Windahl is just biting through the rest of the what used to be the original main and natural of Zorax. Just... Oh, okay, so Zorax now sieges his siege tanks. Interesting enough... Oh! Here we go. Windahl is now building a hatchery in the original main base of Zorax. Huh. Lousy.cheesy, please explain to me why you do that. Okay, he doesn't know. That's good, because I don't know either. Zorak moves in his forces into the main base. This game is over. This series is just about over. All that's left is the crying and Desastroso's exclamation.
Yeah. Ah, he's building another expansion, I see. So, this game is not over yet. Still not over yet. Yeah, he's just laying waste to the natural expansion, former natural expansion, with the help of a lot of drones. And I hope he's going to kill the... right expansion of Zorak. That would be very nice to see. Well, Zorak is using not any unit to scout, but he's using his scans.
He likes the scans, so
maybe
be it. Yeah. Don't pick on him because he likes his scans.
Yeah.
Sheesh. He's also a computer guy, you know?
Yeah. I think it's better to scan instead of losing any units, any precious units. It's better to lose scan. Oh no. Nothing. So right now he's dropping. He's dropping at the bottom right, killing off some units while, Ultralisks are, or have been, I don't know, forget it. Oh, he's able to pick off the expansion base of, or at least one of the expansion bases, the last expansion base of Zorak. So Zorak might be in big, big trouble right now. I think he has just, 10k mints. Oh, 13k mints. Whew. One Ultralisk with 15 kills, the other one with 23 kills, a drone with 2 kills. Interesting trivia, while the Ultralisk is melting down the units of Zorak, which is very funny to see, with the help of the drones. So yeah. The last Ultralisk is going to be killed with 26 kills himself.
Now he gets a couple more for good measure. Ended up with 29, I believe. And Lao, finally, Zorak sends in his group of Marines into his original main base. And all that can be said about this game, Desastroso, please.
It's the GG, lol, as Winil said.
Ladies and gentlemen, mercifully, game number 4 ends in the favor of Zorak in 32 minutes and 31 seconds. Zorak takes this epic 9th place series with a sweep, 4-0. And Zorak does it in 32 minutes, 31 seconds here on the map of Hannibal, with a score of 129,893, while Windahl broke 100,000 at least with a score of 100,966. Clearly, we can describe this game as we learned a new strategy. Hydro Wing demonstrated to us the power of the one probe, one reaver, one zealot drop during the Blizz Forums Invitational Tournament. And Windall just showed us the power of the drone drop. Really, like I said, I told you guys this is going to be an epic series. We had an epic pause, and now we had an epic drone drop. Let's try saying that 10 times fast. Daisy Rosa, your final thoughts of this fourth game?
I don't think you want to hear my thoughts. The other games were okay, but this one, I don't know. Zorak should have ended this game a lot earlier. What was good from Zorak was his macro. Windmill did well by using his units to see the map, but none of them really used their personal advantages. I don't know. For me, this last game was bad.
Lousy that cheesy. Your final comments of this last game here of this epic series. Try to keep them G-rated, please. Okay, and on that note, that concludes our coverage here of the fourth game of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5 epic series. And in just a couple of short minutes here, we will have the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5 epic series post-game show where we will recap what we just witnessed over the last couple of hours. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the home of silence, the home of periods, and also the home of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5.